No, Ted signed on base. Am I correct? No, you're signing base. Okay, I did call Gare in New York today. They don't have the new Lucos yet for Tough Shindun test. So, I don't know. Because they're bringing from Israel. No, they don't. They have another less than a month.
I don't.
I did ask the guy in New York who obviously does not do Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. I asked him whether Shkolim is part of the Yerushalmi cycle. And he says he thinks it is. Which is good for us because in the Yerushalmi it's about sturdy blot. I checked it out.
22.
No, that's in the Bavli. In the Yerushalmi it's even longer.
Oh.
So it saves
you
us.
Skip that. You jump ahead of them.
Right. Right.
It's so,
in the Bavli, because there's less on a page in the Bavli.
Oh.
Yerushalmi is there's more in a page and it's spaced more. So there's
the same
Mishnah. The same Gemara, same text, but in the Yerushalmi it's more. Oh, so we gain a whole month that way. Okay. So halacha ches. I'm Rabbi Loi. Rabbi Loi said, Shamati mi Rabbi Lezer. I heard from Lezer. Filu he bebeis kur. Now, before we had said you cannot carry a karpa if it's more than a base or a sign. So Rabbi Loi says it's not true. You can carry even up to a base kur, much, much more. The Chen Shmadi Mene also heard from Rabbi Lezer that Anchi Chotzer Shoshogach Echemem Velo Irev. If you have people in the Chotzer, one of whom forgot to participate in the Eiruv, so he can be Mevatel. His rishus, right? Let's say, in other words, he renounces his rights. Let's say he renounces rights in the chotzer, in the courtyard, and not in his house. So then, also lahachnis v'lo milhotzi. Oh no, sorry. He renounces both his rights in the chotzer and his rights in his house. Nevertheless, beso also milachnis v'lohotzi lo. He is forbidden to take into and carry out of his house. Avalahen mutar. But they're allowed, the rest of the people in the courtyard are allowed to carry in and out of his house. V'chein shamati mimenu, so too I heard from him, she'otim ba'ar kabnin be'pesa, this type of vegetable called the ar kabnin, one could be yoti, one's chiv of moror with the ar kabnin. V'chizati okol tamidav, I checked this out by all students, b'kash lo chover to find somebody who was in agreement with him on this point, v'lo motzasi, I did not find anybody of that ilk. Okay, now we're going to describe this in some greater detail. Rabbi Avo b'shem Rabbi Lezer said, that which Rabbi Eloi said, you can carry in a karpaf even if it's more than a base of time, it's not 100% accurate. First of all, the next word is a typo, it should be b'mislaketes.
Oh, you're right, it is severe. Wow. It is impressive.
Okay. B'mislaketes so sign be base kur he must nisen. Our Mishnah is talking about a case where not michalekes, but mislaketes. Now, this is a difficult concept. What exactly it means? All the Mepharshim have difficulty. What the Bnei Moshe says, and Lieberman agrees with him, or Chaim Kanievsky brings it as one born shot, is that mislaketes means you have a base. You actually have a base so sign, and it's in a base kur. But there's sloping walls around the base of Sinai. It's like a basin, right? Okay. So really, he's not being matir to carry any more than the previous Mishnah. The previous Mishnah is a matir base of Sinai. He's also matir base of Sinai. He just says if you have a base core, a large area which is enclosed, too large to carry it, but you can define a sub-area within it where you can carry because the base of Sinai, so you can carry in that sub-area. And one of those ways is mislaketus if the walls around it slope up, okay? As we said, that the people of Chotzer, for one of them, forgot and did not participate in the air. He was mevatel rishus, so he renounces his rights. His house is also for himself, but it's mutzer for them. Taman Rabbanon says more over there. It's the rabbis. Rabbi Eliezer, but here it's Rabbi Eliezer. Now, what do we mean by that? I'll tell you, says the Gemara. Rabbanon Amri, Adam Mevata Rishus. Now, here everything is backwards. Adam Mevata Rishus Chatzero. So it's Beisa, which would be Chatzero. Every time in the next couple lines you say Chatzero and Beisa, reverse the words. Adam Mevata Rishus Chatzero. V'ein Adam Mevata Rishus Beisa. Rabbanon Hall, when a person renounces his rights, he renounces his rights in the Chotzer. And therefore, everybody can carry in the Chotzer. but nobody can carry into his house, because he doesn't order to renounce his house. He retains the right to his house, he renounces the rights to his courtyard. Okay? Rabbi Lozim, Hashem Shalom Mevato Rishus Chatzero, Kach Mevato Rishus Beiso. Just like a person renounces his rights in his chotzer, so too renounces the rights in his house. And therefore they can carry even into his house. They don't just have to stop at his doorstep. They can carry into his house mamish. Okay? So that Aldait, now the question is, that's the case. Aldait Rabbi Lezer, Koran Rabbi Lezer, Yeosek Achsanyo. Let him become like a guest. Achsanyo is a host or a guest. Let him become like a guest. In other words, he should be allowed to carry in and out of his own house. He doesn't own it anymore. Who owns it now, since he renounced the rights to it? Belongs to everybody else. So he's no worse than any other guest of the other people on Shabbos. Just like if I'm a guest in your house, I can carry. So too, let him carry, because he's the guest of the other people who live in the courtyard. Right? Says Umar, technically you're right. Masnitz Rabbi Chia Barada, B'shem Rabbi Shem Logi, said, nonetheless, Knas Konser Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer fined him. Said, since you didn't do what you were supposed to from before Shabbos, when you renounce your rights on Shabbos, we fine you in that you're not allowed to carry. Okay, you lose your rights to carry. It's true, technically speaking, it should be permitted. This, by the way, we paskin like he is permitted. We paskin like Rabbanan, that there is no such Knas. Once he's Mevat Roshusa, once he renounces his ownership, he can carry. But Rabbi Lezer holds, we fine him because he didn't do it properly for Shabbos. Rav Simi Duboy. Rav Simi asked a general question, which Gemara is not going to answer. Dover Midivrayim. Is this true by any Rabbanan? Kaitzel B'shogeg Rabbi Lezer. Do we fine him B'shogeg like Rabbi Lezer says here? In other words, here Rabbi Lezer didn't distinguish whether the person intentionally didn't do the right thing or unintentionally. He finds it for not having done the right thing. Is that a universal application, universally applied? Anywhere where there's a Issa the Rabbanon, does Rabbi Lezer say that we find the guy for not having done the right thing or not? And the Gemara, of course, does not answer that question. Rabbi Bob Raider, a puppy boy, he stated the following. This is actually boy as a statement. Amma Harenu Mevato Rishusi. If the guy said, I'm Rishus Basi, if a guy said, I'm canceling, I'm renouncing even my rights in my house, up Rabbanah Moedi, Rabbanah also can see, he renounced the rights to his house, he did it explicitly. And the next word should be Omar. Omar, any of the Rishus, I'll tell you, what if he explicitly limited himself? It said, I'm only being Mavato, renouncing my rights in my chotzer, my courtyard, not in my house. Or Rabbi Lezer, or Rabbi Lezer concedes in that case as well. No, it's Machlokes Rabbanan Rabbi Lezer is what a default case is, a generic case. He said, I'm Mevato my Rishus. So Rabbi Lezer, when he says, I'm Mevato my Rishus, it means he is renouncing both his courtyard and his house. Rabbanan hold, if he says he's just being Mevato his Rishus, his jurisdiction, his domain, he means just his chotzer, not his house. But there's no Machlokes that if he specifies, that it goes by what he specifies. Therefore, if he specifies Mevato both his chotzer and his house, Im Rabban agreed, includes his house. If it specifies only his chotzer, Im Rabbi Lezer agrees, it's only his chotzer. Okay? So it's only in the case where he didn't specify.
So what if he comes into trouble with the hotel?
Nobody's been about to hold their rishus in a hotel.
Well, no, but their chotzer essentially, they don't own the halls and stuff like this. It's like,
what do you mean by trouble? Define trouble. Who has trouble? Of course you'll have to carry in a hotel. Well, that's kind of an hotel because everything belongs to the hotelier, to the owner of the hotel, the management.
People tell me, oh, you have to buy
nonsense.
You have to buy the lease for the Shabbos.
They didn't read the contemporary Eruv.
Oh, okay. So, I don't understand because this says you don't have to do it.
Right. But this is different. No, but you can't, this is not comparable.
Well, it's a chutzner.
Yeah, but this is only if somebody's explicit, they're mevato, they're rishus.
Well,
oh, because you said, we said because they become like guests. You're pointing at the guest issue.
They're not even, they don't
right.
Even in the first place.
Yeah, but I'm not so sure that this guest thing is comparable to hotel, in fairness to the people who told you otherwise. Because here, the fact that he becomes a guest, he hasn't paid any rent even.
Right.
By a hotel, you've paid for your
room.
That's still rental in halacha.
Right, but you don't pay for the hall, you don't pay for the stairs.
Right, but your room might then be considered separate from everything else. You've, in essence, by renting your room, divorced yourself from the rest of the property.
Oh, were they saying...
That's what they would say.
But here the thing, you can carry the puzzle, but you can't carry back into your house.
Yeah, you know, you can carry for you being the house owner, umevator yerushus. According to Rabbanan, you can even carry back into your house, but that's because you're a total guest. You have absolutely no claims this area. But in a hotel, the fact that you rented out your room means it's a different rishus than the rishus of the rest of the hotel. So therefore, were it to be just an issue of whether you own something or not, that would be a problem. But in a hotel, you're allowed to carry because they really retained the rights to your room in that they own the furniture they're in and they can move you from room to room at will, so that's different.
If you give up your claim to the butcher, you couldn't carry
That's correct. Yeah. No, that's what Rabbanan is saying. You repass like Rabbanan, you have to explicitly renounce your claim to the house in order for it to work.
Oh, okay.
Okay, you can't just you might give up your chatzar and not your house.
Okay.
That's why it's a two-stage affair. Okay? Hadjulach perikoisim basim. Next perik. Bakom arvin mishtati, you can make an eruv. Oh, sorry, I didn't. V'chein shemani men shiotim ha-kravnin, basically, yotzi with mora, yomodachi mora b'zakravnin, having something made mar b'akravnin. Now, we thought it says in the Mishnah that he was motzo, he looked for a chover to agree with Rabbi Lezer in all three accounts, and he couldn't find any. So we thought that it was only on the last account that he couldn't find the chaver. Ashkach Tani Akun, so they found the Bible that says that in none of the three opinions expressed by Rabbi Lezer in the Mishnah did anybody agree with him. In other words, he was an isolated opinion in all three things that he stated. Nobody agreed with him on anything he said. Okay? So Rabbi Lezer's lot in life. Now, Hajjulach Perakhu Simpasim. Let's try again. Says the Mishnah, Bakom Ma'arvin, Bakom Mishtatvim. You can make an eruv or a shituf. Now, initially we could understand eruv as being eruv chatzeros, but in other words, participating in the courtyard. But in fact, the Gemara will say, as the Korbanator points out, it's eruv tchumen. Here talking about the eruv tchumen, 2,000 amos. Okay. Chutzin amayim and amelch, with the exception of water and salt. Everything can be bought with meiser sheni money when you bring it up to Yerushalayim. Except for water and salt. Hanoyde mina mazon is somebody who takes a vow not to have mazon, foodstuffs, but to run my milk. He's allowed to use everything. He's allowed to use water and salt, not allowed to use anything else. Ma'arvin l'nozir b'yayin, one is allowed to make an error for a nozir with wine. Why? The Gemara will say why. With Yisrael, we're allowed to make a air for Yisrael with truma. Sumcha soimer, no. The next word is a typo. In the Mishnah of the Bavli, it does not appear. Sumcha soimer b'chulin. By the way, there are slight variations time to time between the Mishnayis and the Bavli, Mishnayis and the Yerushalmi.
Yeah. Where they switch Beishamai and Beishamai.
Right, we have that already, that's right. Rabbi Omer, I'm sorry, Sumcha soimer b'chulin. The Kohen bebeis hapras, one can make an eruv for a Kohen even in a field which is questionable and that there might be a grave there which is not identified, you know, one which is plowed under, you can still make an eruv to the Kohen there, an eruv tchumen. Rabbi Yudomer afil bebeis hakbein hakvoros, even in a graveyard proper, a cemetery, between the graves, because the ways in which a Kohen can enter a cemetery, such as if you bring him in a wagon or a box, so there's a separation between himself and the cemetery. So in that situation, he can go in. So therefore, you can put an Erev Tchumim for him in the cemetery proper. I'm Rabbi Acha, but Rabbi Acha said to Rabbi Eliezer, our Mishnah is Rabbi Eliezer. What does Rabbi Eliezer say? The Tzina we learned, Tamon, over there. Bakol ma'arvin u'mishtatvim, with everything you can make an Eruv or a Shituf. Chutz min ha'mayim u'min ha'melach. Except for water and salt, Divi Rabbi Eliezer. Now, later on it says, although it's not mentioned here, Reb Chaim Kanievsky puts it in, Rabbi Yeshua Omer Ein Ma'arvin. Rabbi Yeshua says you can't make an Eruv. Can't. So now, how is our mission going with Rabbi Eliezer? It means that over there, where it says that you Ein Ma'arvin, it means you can't make a ruvei chatzay. There it says, "B'chol ma'ariv shad mechutzay ma'ayim melach divrei blazer." Rabbi Yishuv Omer, "Ein ma'arvin." Shul says you can't make an eruv. So there,
Well, Lamar's going to explain.
That sounds like our mission is going to Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Yisrael is a divya koli. Our mission could even go like Rabbi Yeshua. Really can be going even like Rabbi Yeshua. How so? I'll tell you. But ma'arvim b'chatzeros, u'mishtakvim bein b'chatzeros b'metchumim. That which Rabbi Yeshua said, ain't ma'arvim, he meant including Erev Chatzeros. But our Mishnah is only talking about Erev Tchumim. In other words, Rabbi Yeshua later on is going to say in Daf Pei. Well, actually, it's later on in the Bavli. It's in the Bavli in Daf Pei, not later on in Yerushalmi. But I don't know, maybe it's in Yerushalmi later also. But what Rabbi Yeshua says, yeah, it is later on. Yeah, it's later on in Yerushalmi too. I guess it's a Mishnah. That which Rabbi Yeshua says, Ein Marvi, is specifically going on Erev Chatzeros. For Erev Chatzeros, you need specifically bread. The reason that Reb Chaim Kanievsky explains very nicely, he says that for Erev Chatzeros, need far more of a linkage, a bond between those who participate in it than by Erev Shitupei Mavos. Because Erev Chatzeros is meant to link houses. Houses are separate domiciles. To link them, you need a very strong bond. What kind of bond? What forges a bond? Bread. Mamish Asuda. An Erev Shitupei Mavos only links Chatzeros. Chatzeros in and of themselves are not such, you know, separate entities, right? So therefore, we say that to link Chatzeros, all you need is to have some type of foodstuff, even if it's not bread. So he says that, again, that which Rabbi Yosef says, Divrei HaKoli, it's because later on, where Rabbi Yeshua forbids using anything other than bread, he's talking about Eruv Chatzeros. Our Mishnah is talking where it allows the use of things other than bread. It's talking about Eruv Tchumin. Okay? That later on, where it says, Eim Arvin is talking about Eruv Chatzeros. But that which our Mishnah permits it, our Mishnah is talking about Eruv Tchumin, not about Eruv Chatzeros. Okay, Masnisa Rabbi Meir. Or furthermore, our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Meir. The Tani, we learned. Now, here's also something missing here. Lieberman puts in here the words, the Tani Bekoma Arvin. V'chulei Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir is the one who says Bekoma Arvin. Okay? Reb Chaim Kanievsky has a different change of gear, so later on, no matter what, you have to change something either at the beginning of the next this passage or at the end of the passage. There's something missing. So let's do it like Lieberman. Masnis Rabbi Meir, the Ta again, the Tani in here puts in Bekoma Arvin, Chulei Divrei Rabbi Meir. Now, the Brisa goes on. Kol Dover Shunecha Kamoshehu, Shunecha Chai Kamoshehu, anything which is eaten raw by itself. Okay, in other words, it can be eaten as an independent entity, of course, cooked or raw, but even raw. By itself, marvin bo. You can use it to make an erev tchumin. Ima pas, if it's something which can only be eaten with bread, in other words, it's a condiment, not a food. So a marvin bo, we can't use it to make an erev. Hashum ba betzolim, according to what about onions and garlic? Al daid remeir, according to remeir, who said kol davar shenachal kamo shuchai, ain marvin bo, we can't use them. Why? Because they're not eaten raw. You don't eat raw onion and garlic. Now, were you to cook them, you could use them for Erev Tchumin. But when they're raw, since they're not normally eaten raw, you can't use them to make Erev Tchumin. Okay? Is that clear? So this is all Rabbi Meir. This whole price was Rabbi Meir. First he said, again, according to Lieberman's change, you can use anything to make an Erev. Then he qualified. He says it's got to be something which you can eat raw, not a condiment. And therefore, if you have raw onions and raw garlic, which you can't eat raw unless you eat them as a condiment, you can eat them. You can put a piece of garlic on your bread, right? That's, you have garlic bread. But you don't eat it raw, so therefore, in that case, you can't use it for Erev Tchumin. Okay? The Tani Rabbi Yehuda, as we learned, the Maisa, Rabbi Yehuda said, Rabbi Yehuda told over, a Maisa Sheshavas Arameir Ba'ardak, Ardak Sam. You spent Shabbos in the town of Ardak Sam. The person came and said, Yerav Taideh B'tzolim. I made an Erev Tchumin to get to you to visit you, Rebbe, by maple with onions. So Roshiva Meir Dalad Amos Shalom. Meir said, you can't leave my Dalad Amos. Why is that? Because he came b'chutz l'tchum. Because the Zayir of Tchum was not valid. And once you come b'chutz l'tchum, you can't go more than four amos. So therefore, he was stuck next to Remeir all of Shabbos. Okay? Afagav! Because even though the Remeir may become Ivy and Mishtafi, he can use anything to make an Eruv. Chutz mina maim, mina melech, except for water and salt. Uvadova shunecha k'moshu chai. Has to be something which can be, the shunecha chai k'moshu is something which can be eaten raw as is, not that it serves as a condiment or accompaniment to bread. Okay? Haluf v'akulkus. Kulkas. Now, Lufan Kulkas, I'll die to the Rabbanan Eimer Arvin Brem. According to the rabbis, you can't use them as an Eruv. Now, I'm not sure what Rabbanan means. It should be Rabbi Meir. So I assume it means, you know, according to the rabbis, which we just mentioned. But Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda. But the bottom line is, according to Rabbi Yehuda and Meir, you can't use it either because they're not eaten raw, they're not eaten raw by themselves, or because they're only used as condiments. Whatever the case may be, the bottom line is, luf and kukus, they cannot be used as an eruv. Okay, I don't know what these things are. I don't know. Yeah, but that's the Gilyan Hashah says he's clearly incorrect about that. Yeah. Says that that's only commanded petrios, not luf and kukus. Okay? Says Gemara Tanina, train clawing, we learned two general principles, lo dami and chad l'chad, they're not similar to each other. Now here we really have to see the Korban Eda, because the Gersh of the Gemara is messed up. If you take a look, the Korban Eda is where it says, there's a little asterisk. The fourth citation down in Mesuras HaShas has a little asterisk, and it's right opposite there, one line above that in the Korban Eda. You see that, Mr. Zuger? The Hey Gimel run line above that? Sans Rachi Garcino? You got it?
The asterisk and
the
right above
that.
Oh, the Hey
Gimel. Right. Okay. Rachi Garcino, Makoma Avinu Mishtatfim. You can use anything for an Erev or for a Shituf. Again, Erev meaning Erev Tchumen. Or for a Shituf, it was Chutz mean it should be Hamayim min Hamelech. Except for it was water and salt. Uvad Dover Shud Nechako Chai Kamoshu as long as beaten as is. V'akol nilkach bekesav ma'aser, everything can require from ma'aser sheni money in Yerushalayim, chutzin ha'mayim un ha'melach, except for water and salt. But here's the kula. Here's the difference. Bein b'davash nechachai k'moshu, bein b'davash eino nechachai k'moshu. But even if it can't be eaten raw. Of course, it's an obvious difference. It's a rational difference, but the Yerushalayim is just pointing out the difference. To make Erev Tchumen, you can't use raw onions or raw garlic. Why? Because they're not edible as is. You have to cook them, right? But to buy the Maaser Sheni money, edible food in Yerushalayim with Maaser Sheni money, you can buy raw onions and garlic, because what do you do with them afterwards? You cook them. So to use them as Erev Tchumen, as is, you cannot. To buy them, you can. Very simple. Okay?
Does it have to do with whether can be eaten, or just people don't usually eat them?
No, people usually don't. Because some people, well, I forget who it is. One of them, Fashim here. I think Reb Chaim Kanievsky saw it. He says that we do find onions eaten raw. But since, but even though they can be eaten raw, since the derech is not normally to eat them raw, so therefore you can't. It's not. That's what you're asking, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Even though it's edible, it has to be derech to eat it raw, and people don't eat raw onions but derech. Okay? Unless, again, they accompany it with bread.
This goes back to Byron's sock on that was the issue about what's the bracha on raw carrots.
Yeah.
He said people don't usually eat raw carrots.
Right. Shako.
That's what he said.
Shako, right. Okay. Says Gemara. Now we're up to where it says Bakol with the quotation mark next to it. You see that Bakol? It's the last word in the line about six lines down from where we went to the Korban Eda. Bakol ma'avin u'mishtafin, you can make a native or sheet of anything chutz min ha'melach, chutz min ha'mayim min ha'melach, except for salt and water and salt, as we mentioned a few moments ago. Bank Rabbi Kiva, Bank Rabbi Shmuel, that's true both according to Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel, whose opinions we'll see presently. V'akol nilkach b'kesef ma'aser, you can buy anything with ma'aser sheni money, chutzina ma'amelk, Rabbi Akiva. That's Rabbi Akiva's opinion as well. B'ram, however, k'Rabbi Shmuel, not like Rabbi Shmuel. Okay, tiny Rabbi Shmuel. How so? Rabbi Shmuel says, "Nasata kesa b'chol asher ta'ave nafshecha." You should give the money when you bring Ma'aser Sheni money up to Yerushalayim. You should give it, meaning you should purchase with it anything your heart desires. I raise the cloud. It's a general principle. Ba'bokar b'tzon v'yayin v'shechar, cattle, sheep, wine, beer. I raise a prat. That's a specification. Anything your heart desires, I raise a cloud. Acher. That's another generalization. Cloud prat to cloud. Generalization, a specification, a generalization. Prat. So it's got to be something like, has to be similar to the specification. Wilmar, to teach you. Ma prat meforish davar shu vlad vlado soretz. The prat is something which is born. And born of the ground, meaning born if it's an animal, or born of the ground if it's a fruit or vegetable. Af ainli el adavar shu vlad vlado soretz, has to be something which is either born or born of the ground. Well, that exclude besides water and salt, we'll see in a minute. Rabbi Akiva mefarish, Rabbi Akiva explains differently. Ma prat mefarish hu pri, the specification is a fruit, or vlad pri, or something which is the derived from a fruit, that such as a calf, which is derived from another edible from a cow. Umachshire pri, and something which it can serve as a condiment for another fruit. So manav, that all those things, af eli yelodovashu pri, a fruit, vlad pri, the derivation of a fruit, umachshire pri, or something which is condiment for another fruit. Manav, what's between the two opinions? Dogim v'chagovim, fish, grasshoppers, kmeim u'pitrios, mushrooms and truffles. Why? Because dogim v'chagovim are not created, they're not from the not from the land. They're not from the land, as the Gemara, you know, as the Gemara Chulin says that that fish are from, created from the animals are created from the land, fish are created from the sea, and chagovim are created from the from marshland, right? So Gemara on Chulin somewhere, I think the round of Zion. Marshland. Marshland. So they have... What?
What is created from marshland?
Grasshoppers.
Grasshoppers.
Rekek, I mean, a rekek nivru. So he says that these are not things which come from the ground. So since they don't come from the ground, so therefore, according to Rabbi Shmuel, they're precluded. So to Kmein and Pitrios, they don't come from the ground. They weren't created from the ground. So so therefore, they're precluded. Okay, so all these things, so the only thing, Vlad, I see I made a mistake now, I realize, retroactively. When it says Vlad and Vladosaurus, Vlad means something which gave birth, but it has to be also Vladosaurus. It has to be something which originally came from the ground. So meaning that, of course, all grains and vegetables and all that come from the ground. So do cows, cattle, any sheep, any animal, but not fish, grasshoppers, or locusts. Actually, grasshoppers are trade. Fish, locusts, or mushrooms and truffles, because none of that comes from the ground. They don't come from the ground. They're spores. Okay. So according to Rabbi Akiva, nukachim b'kasem ma'aser. According to Rabbi Akiva, they can still be born from ma'aser, right? Because they're machshirei pri, right? It's more than that. The machshir pri means they're condiments, but they're also pri, because he doesn't know that it has to be pri haaretz, right? He said pri, vlad pri, machshir pri, he never said pri haaretz. So therefore, anything which is a pri can be used. Anything which is a fruit can be used for use. Water is not a fruit. Salt is not a fruit. But anything else is a fruit. So therefore, anything else which is a fruit, you can use, you can buy with kesem ma'aser sheni money. Okay, so Rabbi Akiva nilkachim because of Ma'aser, Rabbi Shmuel ain't nilkachim. Period.
Fruit or food?
Well, it says before. Food.
This is a special look on fruit.
Right.
Food we're going to come to later on. On your test, we're going to discuss food. The issue of food itself. Meantime, we're saying Meister Shane's got to be pre. Okay, the question was pre or alright, so just pre in and of itself. Okay?
So it's a separate notion of pre for Meister.
Right, it's expanded concept of fruit. Fruit normally means fruit.
Right.
But here, fruit means an offspring, any type of offspring, which has to be offspring of the land or just plain offspring of something else. Okay? Water and salt are not offsprings.
Right?
They are in and of themselves. Minerals or whatever you call them. Bakom Arvin Mishtad, we use anything for Erev of Rashituf, Chutina Mai Melch, Amrabi Eslifisha, Eina Guf Nizam Vam. So he gives a different Mishtad than we said before, because they're not nourishing. They don't provide nourishment. Amrabi Levi Shemin Kloli, because they have to do with curses. The water with the Mabul, and the salt with Sodom and Gomorrah. Right? So therefore, we don't use them by Sashem, way to buy them, because they are accursed. Amrei Belezer said, however, this is a very big difference. That's only if it's water by itself or salt by itself. A son may melech, however, if you made it into salt water and you'll kach mikas meiser, then you can buy it meiser shame money. Oh, it's a whole different ballgame. Why is that? Because now it's a condiment. It's not water or salt. It's salt water. It's a condiment. You can buy it with meiser shame money. And although the implication is that you can also make an eruv with it. It's not explicit here, but the implication is to make an eruv with it. Eruv tchumen. Why? Because, again, we don't pass them like Rav Meir. Rav Meir says you can't use condiments to make eruv tchumen. Right? He says it has to be not so, which is malaf, it says a pas. But he says this Barbaisa holds, Rabbi Lezer argues, and he holds that even malaf is a pas, even a condiment such as salt water can be used to make an eruv. Rabbi Yaakov Sheremaisha said, no, it's only if you put oil into it. Then it's a foodstuff. If it's salt, water, and oil together, it's a foodstuff. Otherwise, it's not a foodstuff. Rabbi Yossi asked, if that's the case, Mi'atu lo ya'arevel if yecheshman shmei. So that's the case, shouldn't be allowed to make an eruv tchum with him, a tchumin with the salt water, unless there's oil in it, the proper shear of oil. Now, the proper shear of oil is significant. That's a... How much in Aaron make an eruv tchumin? How much water do you need? Salt water? Do you need enough water to salt water for two meals? How much salt water do you need to use in two meals? Minuscule amounts, two teaspoons, let's say. But the size of oil which you need is significantly more, because oil was a big staple in the old days. So you used to use a lot of oil for their meals, right? For dressing, for dipping, for all sorts of things. So says the Gemara, if you're going to say that only if the salt and water also have oil in them, maybe they used to make Erev Chumin, so it should require, in order to make an Erev Chumin with salt, water, plus oil, the amount of oil which is required for Erev Chumin, which is much, much more. Right? You see that would be a very big Chumar, right? Rabbi Yossi boy miato lo yarev elefi cheshbon shaboyin. Shouldn't be allowed to make an erev tchumin if it meets the proper cheshbon of oil. Tama tanina, we learned over there that shear is significantly larger. Chatzi lug yain, in order to make an erev with oil, you need to have half a lug of wine. Rabbi Kiva Meravius, or Rabbi Kiva says a quarter of a lug. Now that doesn't concern us. What concerns the end of the price, which of course the Shami that's bring down. Which Bnei Carbonator brings down right opposite this line, the Gemara, Rabbi Akiva Omer, the Tanan B'Sefer Revi'is Shemin, Rabbi Akiva Omer Shminis, that to make an Erev Chumin with oil, you need to have a quarter of a lug, a Revi'is of Shemin, Tanakama, that's 3.3 ounces according to Reb Chaim Noah, 4.1 according to Chazanish, or according to Akiva, Shmin is half of that, but that's still much more than the salt water you need, right? It's at least an ounce, right? And an ounce or two, right? So therefore it's much more. So it's much more than a couple of teaspoons of salt water I would need. So says the Gemara, I'm Rabbi Chinina, no. How did the Tamar be yain avalo b'shemen? That's true by wine, but not by oil. Now, that was an interesting concept, what that means. The way the carbonate explains it, what it means is that where it said there that that's the shear of oil, of wine, when it says the rechein le'eruv, right? It says Chatzi log yayin, right? Became a revius amrei blazochein leiruv. That's only going on wine. Because what are we extrapolating from? Where do we get the shear from? We pulled it out of a hat. That's the shear from Matnas Aniyim. If an Ani comes to you and says, I want a Meiser Ani, I want to have the poor man's tithe every third and sixth year. So this is the amount you have to give him. You have to give him a significant amount. This is the amount you have to give him. So by wine, it says you have to give him either a Revius or a Chatzi Luk, either 3.3 ounces or 6.6 ounces. So that we say is the same shear by Eruv, because a person normally uses by Eruv the same amount of wine which is going to use which is significant to give to an Ani, right? Give an Ani for one or two meals, so to use for Eruv Tchum for one or two meals. But for oil, we're giving you, making you give the Ani something choshev, but it's more than you actually use at a meal, more than you actually use even at two meals. Because if we made you give to Ani the amount of oil, which is the minimum amount of oil, the oil used at a meal, it would be a degrading for the Ani, for the poor person. Be a very small amount. So therefore, that which it says, V'chein le'eruv, yes, that's true about wine. Because wine, what you give, is very similar to what you would use for your meals. But for but when it says by oil, but the shear gives by oil that you have to give by an Ani, that's not the same shear by Eruv. Because by actually, what you're giving the Ani exceeds that you would use by a meal, and therefore for Eruv Tchumah you need less. Okay? Says Gemara, Ma'arvim Mozen Shtei Sudos. We learned that you take the in order to make it Erev, you make the food, take the food for two meals. Tani ma'arvin b'choymitz mazer shtei sudos. So you don't need actually the food for two meals. You need, let's say, if you're going to use vinegar, use the amount of vinegar which you would have used for your food for two meals. As we mentioned, marvelous, far less. And tani, we also learned ma'arvin b'shemen mazer shtei sudos. You don't have to get the same amount of oil which you would give to a poor person as Meiser Ani, you just give whatever you'd use in two meals. Rabbi Yehoshua, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yitzchak said, "Kidei litbol, how much is that? Enough to dip yerek, and it should be instead of hanegad, which means bundled, hanechal, mazon shtei sudos. The amount of oil used to dip, in other words, salad dressing for two meals. So it's taka much less, like it's the same 2 teaspoons as you would use for salt water. Because salad dressing, you use in a meal, is not very much. Right? So therefore, even if you're going to normally use oil instead of butter, instead of margarine, but lamaisa, all you have to put out for Erev Tchumah is the amount used for salad for two meals, which is very similar in size to the amount of salt water you would need. Lamaisa, we paskin, all you need is salt water without the oil. You don't have to have the oil and the salt water, I think. But I take that back. I don't know aloch lamaisa. I don't remember aloch lamaisa. If you ever have to make Erev Tchumah and use salt water, ask me. Okay? Says my father, Rabbi Yitzchak Atushia, Rabbi Yitzchak from the city of Atush, says the Lieberman says it's Akko, somehow Akko and Atush are the same city. Amar Kuni Rabbi Zira, said name Rabbi Zira, Mishum the base Rabbi Yanai, name Rehas Rabbi Yanai, Afunim Chaim, live beans or live peas, raw peas, the best translation. You can use in order to make Marvin, but you can use in order to make Erev. Isn't that Poshet? No, it's not Poshet. Lamin Yitzchak, according to whom do we have to stress this? Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Meir. Shlotam Raholavain Masuchan Sapet, they give your mouth a bad odor. I might say, Amarvim, so they're not considered to be suitable to eat raw. So therefore, we say, since people do eat them raw, even though they give your mouth a bad odor, you can use it to make Erev Tchumah. Dag Maliach, herring, salted fish. Marav Melech used to make an Erev. Basar Maliach, salted meat. Marav Melech used it. Basar Chai, what about raw meat? Marav Melech used it as well to make an Erev. Because we learned there's some people who do eat it. Habavlim Ochlin also. It's the Kshu Chai. It says in Masechta Yuma so that the Babylonians would eat the Korbanos of Yom Kippur. Right after Yom Kippur was over, the Babylonian Kohanim would eat them. Right after Yom Kippur was over, in order that that food should not go to waste, and they wouldn't wait till it was cooked. They would eat it raw. Steak tartare. Okay? So that's the case. We see that even raw meat, somebody can eat it. So since that is the case, you can use raw meat in order to make carbon pay, in order to make an Erev Tchumah. How can you use raw meat for yourself? No, on the contrary. if you eat raw meat, then you don't have a problem with the blood unless it's squeezed out. The reason why we require melicha, it's a very complicated thing. The reason why we require melicha on our meat, salting our meat, is even though we hold that cooked blood is only the Rabbanan, but Rabbanan aser cooked blood to eat. And cooked blood, why is that? When you cook the blood, so the blood moves. It comes out of the piece and spreads out within the dish. That's aser. Blood which is not, however, if you eat raw meat and the blood is not separate in the vein, but rather absorbed in the meat, there's no iser in that. It's bidam shapiresh in order to be aser. Okay? So dam shapiresh is also the raisa. Raw blood shapiresh is also the raisa. Cooked blood shapiresh, which separated from the meat, is only also the rabbanon. But because of that, rabbanon aser to all meat unless it's salted first. Okay? Says the because they were not sensitive to the nicety of eating cooked meat. Rabbinan has hada called Buddha, a type of vegetable. We don't eat it raw, but the Kutians ate it raw. Marvin Buck can use it to make an Eruv. Shmuel Bar Shilas B'Shem Rav said, I don't know if it's a statement or a question, I guess it was a statement. He stated, since they eat it raw, you can even make an Eruv. Shmuel Bar Shilas B'Shem Rav said, Papuin and Gargonios and Chalua Glugos, various different types of fruit, Marvin Buck, you can make an Eruv with them. Bon Kume, they asked, Vershul Vashilas Ilin, what are these things? Otherwise they said, Zekakule Vechan Rakuke Uparpachune. And even though they're usually cooked, since people eat them raw, you can use them to make an eruv. Okay. Hanoidim min ha-mozel. New issue. Somebody takes a vow not to have any nourishment. Mutar b'mayim melech is allowed to have salt and water. Okay? Because they're not nourishing. Tamati, we looked over there. Hanoidim min ha-mozel. I have a question. It says over there, in Masechta Nedarim, somebody takes an oath not to have any benefit from that which is cooked. Mutar b'tzliyah v'sholuk. He's allowed to have roast and overcooked. Sholuk is like overcooked, like something which is cooked much more than a normal amount. Masniso amakein. I have a question about this. I have a Mishnah which teaches us it was cooking the shlamim, oh sholkot, or overcook them. So we see that. Well, actually, we see that. No. It's the same thing because it says that the Kohen gets the portion when the Nazir brings a carbon. He brings a ram, and they cook the ram, and it says that he has to take the portion of the ram. I mean, as ra b'shela. You know, most carbonas the Kohen gets the portion, the chazan and shok, when it's raw. By the El Nazir, by the ram brought by Nazir, gets it after it's cooked. So it says there that he takes it either after it's bosh mevushal or after it's sholuk, after it's cooked or after it's overcooked. So you see that overcooked is also called cooked, because you can take it after it's overcooked, right? So we see that overcooked and cooked are the same thing, right? That's what the Gemara wants to bring from this braisa. Furthermore, Vikaria Omar, Vapaz tells us, Shatzoli korim mevushal. That which is roasted is called cooked as well. Shnemar vayivashu sa pesach. It says in Boesh they cook the pesach in the fire. How do you cook corn pesach? You must roast it, right? So therefore, we see that roasted is called cooked. V'chi intayim. And if you're going to say shalok aloch, maybe say that there where they cooked corn pesach was improper. They did something wrong. It's not true. Rabbi Yonah Botsraya Omar, Rabbi Yonah from Basra said, Kamishpat, it says that Vayavashu Sapesa Kamishpat. They cooked it right. So it means that they cooked it kedin. That means that roasting is called cooking. Furthermore, Masnisa Shasholi Kor Mevusho, Vakaria Mashatoli Kor Mevusho. That's the case. I have a Mishnah which says that which is overcooked is called cooked. And I have a Pus which says that which is roasted is called cooked. So how can you say, if someone takes a vow not to have something cooked, is allowed to have that which is roasted or overcooked? We see that roasted and overcooked are both called cooked, so it should be awesome. Rabbi Yochanan says one answer. By Nadarim, they went after people's way of speaking. In other words, in the Torah, Sholuk and Mavush are equivalent, vis-a-vis the halacha of the Kohen taking from the ram of the Nazir. In the Mishnah, Tzoli, roasted. In the Pasuk, Tzoli and Mavushal are considered to be the same as it says by the Karm Pesach. However, people themselves don't call that which is roasted or overcooked, cooked. And therefore, by a vow, by a nether, we go after what people meet, but how people express themselves. And therefore, he did not intend to forbid himself to have overcooked or roasted food. Now, Rabbi Yoshua gives a different answer. The Torah itself never says that Sholuk is Mavushal. Rabbanan came and said he should know that Sholuk is tantamount to Mavushal. But it's not the Torah itself which ever said it. And the Torah never said that roasted is Mavushal. It's a pasuk in Divrei Hayomim, not in the Torah itself. So therefore, when a person says that he's asking himself and that which is mevushal, it does not include, according to the strict letter of the Torah itself, that which is overcooked or that which is roasted. Manafi, man, what's the difference if we follow the language of the Torah, the language of the Chachamim? Language of Bneot, I'm sorry. Omer, koinim shir yayin shani toyim b'chag. Person said, I'm not going to drink wine on chag. Chag meaning sukkahs. Al daite according to Rabbi Yochanan, also beyond the balcony, you can't have wine and Simchas Torah, right? Big bummer, right? Why can't you have wine and Simchas Torah? Because according to people called Simchas Torah Sukkos. Al daite Rabbi Yeshia Mutzer. Rabbi Yeshia is allowed to have wine and Simchas Torah. Why? Because in the Torah itself, Simchas Torah Shmini Atzeres is called a regal brief Neatzma Yotav in itself. It's not part of Sukkos. Says Gemara, you know what? Of Rabbi Yeshua Mulder Shua, so even Rabbi Yeshua can see that he's also to have wine on Shmini Atzeres. Why is that? Because Lo Amar Rabbi Yeshua L'chumran. Rabbi Yeshua only came to be Machmir, not to be Mekel. He said, we go after Lashem Neoda, language people speak. But where it's going to be an added Chumra, we also follow the Lashem, the language of the Torah itself. Okay? Says Gemara further. Rabbi Yochanan Barba said Rabbi Yochanan ate fruit. Chalitin is a type of fruit. Vame said Lo ta'amis midei ba'uyoma. And when I ate fruit, even though I ate it the entire day, I didn't taste anything. What does that mean? It means, says the Gemara. The Gemara assumed means wasn't nourishing. Nourishment means flour. Meat, not fruit. Yet, we learned that Noidim in a Muslim, somebody who takes a vow not to have anything nourishing, he's only allowed to have water and salt. Why not fruit? If fruit is not nourishing, he's allowed to have fruit as well. Part that law, so we answer Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua, Omar Hochman, Dari Machalosh, to Rabbi Yeshua, says we always follow the language of the Torah in determining what a nether extends to when that'll present the Chumrah. And here, Minayin Shekol Dvarim Kriyim Mazon, how do we know that in the Torah itself, everything is called Mazon, even fruit? Why? Because Rabbi Yachab, Rabbi Yilomar, it says, V'etzer Asonos, they took 10 donkeys, nosos laden with bar, the lechem u'mazon, carrying grain, and bread and muzzle. So matam lomar muzzle. Bread is muzzle. Why is muzzle separate here? And we can't you call Dvarim Kriyim Mazon. From here you deduce that everything is called muzzle. Meaning that even stuff which is not a staple, like bread or meat or anything like that, is also called muzzle in the Torah itself. It's called muzzle by Torah itself. So that's why if you take a vow, not that muzzle, it also includes fruits. Another mina kikar. Another person took an oath not to derive any benefit from a piece of bread. Marvinbo, he can still make an erev with it. Hikdisho a marvinbo, however he made it hektish, he can't make an erev with it. Why? Another mina kikar marvinbo, if he made a erev with it, he can still If he made a neder to refrain from it, he still can use it. Shekein roy locho, the shenun is closing in the bottom, throws the word acher. Somebody else can eat it. You don't have to be able to eat your erev tchumen. Somebody does. Somebody else can eat it. That suffices. Hikdisho eim arvimbo, if you made a hektish, you can't use it to make an erev. Shlohu v'lo acheruin locho, because now nobody can eat it. Even though hypothetically can be matir neder, the Yerushalmi doesn't take that into account. Once you made a hektish, right now nobody can eat it, so therefore you can't use it for erev tchumen. Rabbi Yacha, I said, I don't understand this. Can't you be mati or nether on hektish? Anybody can eat if you're mati or nether. It's a very good question. Such a good question, Yerushalmi doesn't answer it. Goes on to the next issue. Rabbi Yacha Amar Meisha Boy. Rabbi Yacha said, Rabbi Meisha asked a very good question. Tam Rabbi Shimon Chia Breda Rav Omar, Shimon Chia the name Rav said, Avodah Zorah Shasah Lechi L'Maviv. You took an Avodah Zorah, let's say an Asherah, a piece of an Asherah tree, which is supposed to be burnt, and you made a Lechi, a post at the front of your Mavi. Matera says a Mavi. You're allowed, that's okay in carrying the Mavi. It's considered to be a Lechi. V'achat Amarachin, here we said, although I don't know where we said explicitly, but I guess it's alluded to, if you took bread of Avodah Zorah, you can't make an Erev Tchumen with it. Why not? What's the difference? Why can you make it into a lechi if you can't make an erev tchumen? So Shami says a very beautiful and simple answer. Even you take an asherah tree and make it your lechi, the bottom line is your mavi is closed off. You need to have a symbolic closure on the fourth side. You got it. But here, if you can't eat it, you have nothing. Right? There's nothing to eat. And the way the Achronim explained, I think Reb Chaim says it. Says kitute mechta chure. What does Avodah Zorah mean? It means it's as if it's burnt. But even if it's burnt, it has substance. It could serve as a wall. But if it's burnt, it can't serve as a foodstuff. So therefore, it can't be considered to be an year of tumen. Ma'arvel nazir b'yayin. When it's allowed to make a nazir for nazir for wine, shkein achar roy l'shtosa, because somebody else can drink it. Again, he himself has to have to drink it. Yisrael b'truma shkein kohen roy l'ocha, because a kohen can eat truma. And the next passage here is very problematic. So we'll stop here for today.